And now the Reverend Jesse Jackson joins us from Washington, D.C. Reverend Jackson, thanks so much for coming on.
Very well.
So you heard the Louisiana Secretary of State, Al Ader. Did you ever ask him for a meeting?
Matter of fact, Senator Cleo Fields and I asked to meet with him. Senator Fields, who is a senator from Louisiana, was not a part of a unanimous agreement on this plan. Matter of fact, he has sued the Secretary of State. Number one, the voting rolls. At first, FEMA would not release the voting rolls to the Secretary of State. But as of December 22nd, they did that. The Secretary of State then compared the two rolls, which made it public. He refuses to make available the voting rolls to the eligible persons to the candidates. So the candidates do not know who's eligible. The eligible do not know who's running. That's fundamental. The candidates who are running do not have the voting rolls that he has. So he's running a public campaign with private rolls. Secondly, as opposed to all the focus on absentee mail-in with people in transit, secretaries of state of other states are willing to let elections be run from their states by satellite. If Iraqi Americans could vote by satellite from America to Baghdad, indeed Mexican Americans, indeed Polish Americans, why can't New Orleans Americans vote from where they are in exile? And so if he were to make that list of the eligible available and support strongly satellite voting, it would make this a much easier process.
Well, Secretary Ader mentioned that the U.S. Justice Department, the state and federal courts have all ruled the election will occur on April 22nd. At this stage, wouldn't it be more productive to figure out ways of getting voters to the polls instead of protesting the date of the vote?
Ordinarily, you must know how difficult it is to get people down the street to the firehouse or the school or the wire of the church to vote. To think of two-thirds of the citizens outside of New Orleans coming in great numbers by transportation or even mailing is an awesome process. It's an onerous process. This Department of Justice has lowered the standard of the Voting Rights Act. Section 2, dilution, which requires preclearance. Section 5, dealing with precinct removal. In New Orleans, you have 421 precincts, 300 were destroyed. So much so until when he made his ruling, Mr. Gonzalez made his ruling last week, and post-cleared, not pre-cleared, the election date, the city council moved another 100 precincts the day afterwards. It's illegal to move precincts after a date has been set. It is against state law. It's also against federal law. It is difficult if you are living in exile today and you receive from the Secretary of State a notice, but not a ballot. You write for the ballot. You receive the ballot. When you receive the ballot, you must have two witnesses or notarized affidavit. You then send it to Baton Rouge because the postal system in New Orleans is running 17 days late because of the dysfunctionality of that system there. The way you cut through all of this kind of process is have satellites around the country where other secretaries of state cooperate. And secondly, and most critical, is to make available to elected officials, the candidates, the eligible voters. How can you campaign? Can you send mail? Can you call? Can you visit people, let you know that they're eligible to vote?
Well, Reverend Jackson, tell us what you're going to be doing in New Orleans on April 1st. You raise a couple of different issues. One is the date of the election. The other one is the satellite polling places.
And our issue is not the date, not the candidates. It is the standards of the Voting Rights Act that must not be compromised. So on April 1st, the Congressional Black Caucus and NAA and Urban League and SLC and National Action Network, bodies of us, are going to rally at the Convention Center at 9 to 12, and then we're going to march across the Gretna Bridge, or the Crescent City Bridge, that they were not allowed to march across into dry land during the height of the waters. And our basic thrust is all citizens who are in exile have the right to return, the right to a protected right to vote, the right to registration, the right to be protected from insurance predators, and all those survivors of this storm and flood must have priority on jobs, job contracts, and training. So whether you're in Bay St. Louis or whether you're in Ninth Ward, all displaced citizens who are now in exile, are now injured, must be protected. And so far, they're not being protected from insurance predators, nor by our government.
Well, Reverend Jackson, we will stay up to date on your protest and on this evolving story. Reverend Jesse Jackson, thank you for your time.
Thank you.